T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And here's what we know. It doesn't matter what time of day it is, you can have some sort of experience with the paranormal. It could be 6 in the morning. It could be noon. It could be 11:34 Central Time on October 31st. If you have an experience that you would like to tell us about, you can text in now, 314-436-7900. Odyssey app voice messages, leave them there. Or give us a call. And what's going to happen is Drew and I will, we're going to hear your story. And then we are going to decide if your story is real or if you are full of it. Or if it was just the AC kicking on.
I will say this. So far, the listeners, I think, are batting 1,000.
1,000.
It's insane. It's actually pretty incredible.
I mean, I don't know how many stories we had last week. Yeah. Every single story was real. Everyone.
That's insane. Like, wow. Wow. I did not expect that. You know?
Right?
Right.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
Let's go to Fenton, Missouri, and talk to Ron on KMOX. What you got, Ron?
Well, going back about 25 years ago, when it was just me and my dog, Ernie, and Ernie's bed was out in the living room, and I would sleep in my bedroom with the door shut, and I was awakened one night with this extremely loud crash coming from the basement. And my my basement steps are an open stairwell. So I came out of the bedroom and came into the living room, and Ernie was standing at the top of the steps looking down. And I came over next to him, and we're both looking down the steps. And I look over at Ernie, and Ernie looks up at me, and it's like, he's saying, "I'm not going down there." And uh-oh. I'm saying to him,
"This is the dog.
Your dog started talking?
I'm not going down there either." What?
The dog didn't start talking.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was the story.
It was dog telepathy.
Yeah, he was thinking that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And so we stood there for a minute or so, and neither one of us wanted to go down there. So we went back to bed. And next morning, I went down the basement, and I could find nothing that had fallen to the floor or anything that could have made this incredibly loud crashing noise. So it had to be a ghost. We're pretty sure of that.
I just have a quick follow-up. Was there anything round in your basement?
There may have been.
Yeah.
No.
Like a bowling ball on a shelf?
Drew, what do you think?
A lot of junk down there.
Good answer, yeah.
Drew, is Ron telling the truth? Is this a ghost story or is this something else?
So, I like a dog named Ernie. I really do.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure dogs, they bark at ghosts if there are ghosts.
Right.
That's what I've heard.
That's what I'm saying. So, Drew and I, real.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it's real. Wait, I'm saying no.
Oh, you're saying no?
The dog didn't bark.
Yeah, oh, you're saying because he was too scared to bark.
Yeah,
Ron, I'm with you, man. Ghost. You saw a ghost. Yeah. Your dog saw a ghost. Thank you. See?
I think it was the bowling ball he had on the basement shelf.
Amy?
There was no bowling ball.
Oh, no. I've recused myself.
Amy recuses herself.
Yeah, Ronj actually is worth 51 points.
I'm worth 50. Uh-huh. I am the deciding vote.
Yeah. Wow. He is, yeah.
So I am the
59?
Vote.
59?
Yeah. So or really, 50. I guess when
51,
it comes down.
You're 49.
Yeah. 49? Yeah.
So when it comes down to it, I'm the decider.
Okay.
Like George Bush. I'm the decider.
Aw.
Joyce in Belleville, Illinois. Hello, Joyce.
Hello.
What's up?
So I want to preface this by saying that my husband was never, ever a believer in anything like this. But my daughter was helping a friend of hers to redo a venue downtown Belleville. And we were up on a scaffolding working on the ceiling upstairs. And this building, years ago, like in the 50s, had been a doctor's office. And we were working away, and my husband was down on the floor painting. And we heard heavy footsteps, like a man coming up the stairs, very heavy footsteps. And we looked at each other like, you know, who could be coming? And I said, well, go see who it is. And my husband went over there, and there was nobody coming up the stairs.
Ghost. Thank you, Joyce.
I have another quick one if you have time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So there used to be a restaurant in Belleville, a very good Italian restaurant called Viviano's.
Ghost.
Their father was the cook, very, very good cook. We were there eating, and we were talking about their father who had passed, and they had these white vases with flowers in them on the table, and we were talking fondly about the dad and all those memories, and all of a sudden, for no reason, that vase tipped over.
Oh, ghost. Yep, ghost.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep, that's it. Yep, ghost. Thank you, Joyce. Be careful out there. Drew, right.
Is it speed round? Sure, ghost.
Yeah, ghost. No, it's not speed round, just ghost. I heard all I needed to hear. Ghost.
Okay.
It's it. Wow. Frank, what do you think? Ghost? Yeah, ghost. Frank says ghost.
All
Webster
right.
Groves, let's talk to John on KMOX. Hi, John.
Hello.
What do you have for us?
I listen to you guys every morning. You and Amy are great.
Yep.
Oh,
you know what, John?
You.
You're great. And
thank
you have great taste, and everybody likes you.
I got a feeling you're going to be affirmed in your belief coming up.
No,
soon.
Come on. Hey, no, we're tough graders around here. I'm not just handing out these bells willy-nilly.
I know you're not. I mean, it's incredible that they're batting 1,000, but they are not willy-nilly
no,
bells.
No, come on.
Okay, this would be a quick one. I'm 74 years old, but I remember this like yesterday.
No, Roger, let him get the story out.
No.
Oh, sorry, go
ahead. Okay, I was 7 or 8 years old, and my front bedroom, my bedroom was on the front. My grandparents lived next door with my great-grandmother. So, something woke me up in the middle of the night, and I looked, and I got up, and I looked at my blinds. And across my blinds was a shadow, and it was the Grim Reaper. And the next morning, my great-grandmother had passed.
Hold on. You saw the Reaper?
Yes. He
ghost.
Passed by in front of my blinds and went next door to my grandparents' house. We lived next to my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
And the next morning, my great-grandmother had passed.
Oh, wow.
It was gone.
Yep. Reaper came to collect Grandma. That's right.
Ron,
ghost.
You be a little bit more
John.
Delicate.
Oh. John, thank
be
you.
Be more delicate with John's story.
What do you know? It happened a lot. John, you're doing okay, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
See? Told you.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Ghost. It's done, right, Drew?
You see
ghost.
The Reaper. You've seen the Reaper. What
yeah,
you,
if
I
you
mean,
see
what
the...
Else?
What else? You can't... It's not anything else. I mean, I don't know if the Reaper's technically a ghost.
If you see the Reaper, the first person to see the Reaper is like, man, I saw the Reaper. Really? What was he like? It's pretty grim, honestly.
Oh.
He was a little grim.
That was a rock.
Damn. I hated that.
It could be the
that.
Glum Reaper.
The Glum Reaper?
Because it's the same thing.
Maybe he hates his job.
He might hate his job. He's a little grim. He's grim. I would be grim. It's not the Jolly Reaper. That would be weird.
The disinterested Reaper. Just, I don't know.
The apathetic
what about
Reaper?
That guy needs to go? Like, I'm not too
I don't
worried
it
about
just
it.
Doesn't matter.
Debbie in St. Charles. Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, so this is going back probably almost 50 years ago.
50 years? Ghost.
Yeah, long time. It was
pretty simple thing. My husband's grandmother had been in a coma for quite some time, and I would take Grandpa and his mother to the nursing home. We'd brush her hair and take care of her. Well, one evening, we were sleeping. It was middle of the night, and I was woken up out of a sound sleep, and there was Grandma at the end of the bed, and in her favorite polka dot dress, mind you. And the next morning, about 6:30, we got a phone call that said she had passed in the night.
Yep.
So I just felt like she was coming to say goodbye.
She was.
I'd been there and brushed her hair and polished her nails, and she was in a coma.
Absolutely. Ghost. Debbie, you saw a ghost. You saw your grandma.
Yep.
You saw grandma. Yep. Or it was an elaborate prank by grandma. But I don't think so, though. That was a ghost. So
that would be rude.
Drew, do you concur?
50 years ago, I'm with you, Ron.
Yeah, 50 years ago? I mean, if it happened more than four decades ago, it had to have been a ghost.
There's more ghosts back then.
It's true. Way more ghosts back then. I mean, there are way more dead people now.
Yeah, I'm confused.
But there were more
the
ghosts
logic.
Back then.
Yeah.
Just there's a higher percentage per capita.
Mm-hmm. It's because people are on their phones.
Yep. You don't see them.
You don't see them anymore.
That's right. You're
social
too
media.
Busy with your face buried
distracted.
In your phone.
Distracted.
You're too distracted to see the ghost.
That's right.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In Chesterfield, Chris is on KMOX. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Tell us about
this started back when I lived in the city. Me and my brother rented a two-family flat, the lower flat. And one night, he's banging on my door. He goes, "Were you just in my room?" I go, "No." He goes, "Well, somebody was pushing on my bed." I told him, "You're dreaming. Go back to bed." Well, a couple days later, I got a cat. And we're in the living room, and she was on the couch with me, and she's looking in the dining room, and her tail just fluffed up, and she put out this screaming sound. I was like, I don't know what's up with her. Well, then shortly after that, I had a waterbed. This goes back 40 years ago.
There's a lot to keep track of.
I'm following the whole thing.
Yeah, and it felt like somebody was pushing on my waterbed going up and down.
But don't waterbeds always feel like that?
No, Amy. Have you ever had a waterbed?
Yeah, they always go up and down. That's what makes
don't.
Them a waterbed.
Amy, be quiet.
Well, let me finish
Yeah,
this.
Let Chris finish.
Then my brother moved out, and my girlfriend moved in with her five-year-old daughter. Okay. And she would sleep with the cat in her bedroom. And one morning she goes, "The man was talking to me." I go, "What man?" "The man that came in my room." She goes, "Ramey doesn't like him, but he's really nice to me."
Oh, now, no.
She was cheating on you.
Going on.
Was she cheating on you?
No, Amy.
What?
No, this is her daughter.
This is the daughter.
Oh, I thought it was the wife.
See, this is why you got to follow
along. Come on, Amy, follow the story.
I got distracted by the waterbed.
No, I'm not. Go ahead. Go ahead, and Chris.
Here's the final. Me and my girlfriend were sleeping, and one night, boom, she hits me. She goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "What are you talking about?" Well, she would sleep with no top on, and
okay. Now the story is
no.
Just,
I know. No, Chris.
No,
go ahead.
No.
I'm listening.
Then She goes, "You were pinching me."
Oh, jeez.
I said, "No, I wasn't."
Get the dump button ready, Drew.
Turn the light on, and it actually looked like somebody was pinching her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then the neighbor came downstairs one night, banging on my door. I go, "What's wrong?" He goes, "I thought my wife came home and brushed her hand through the back of my hair." And I turned around and looked, and nobody was there. And he asked me, "Were you upstairs?" I was like, "What am I going to be doing upstairs in your flat?"
Well, I think
moved out this, shortly after that.
First of all, Chris.
Hold on.
Number one, ghost. Secondly, where? How long ago was this? And is that place available
about
now?
40 years ago.
About 40 years ago. All right.
I always wanted to stop by at that flat and ask the people living there now, "Have you had any experiences?"
I think you need to do that. Do it and report back to us, would you?
All right. Yeah, it was crazy.
It sounds like a good time. It does sound like the '60s. You know?
I mean, the waterbeds, the cats, the girlfriend. I mean, who knows what in the world was going on? You know, it could have been enhanced.
No, ghost was not. No, enhanced by what? Drugs?
Enhanced? Absolutely. Mushrooms? Shrooms?
No.
Seemed like a shroomy kind of guy.
No. Stop it.
A little shroomy.
Stop it. There was an apparition, a spirit in that place.
He was surprised his waterbed had movement.
No.
Can I just say a cat in a waterbed is a terrible combo?
It does sound like a bad combo, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, those waterbeds are pretty,
pretty thick.
Yeah, you can't really puncture them that easy.
Well, it also seems like a lot of movement. Again.
Wow. Once again, I have to tell you, on this Halloween, I am stunned.
They're battening 1,000. I didn't think they could keep it up, honestly, a second day.
Every single ghost story.
Wow.
Real. Jen writes in. She is watching on YouTube. You can watch the show on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. And Jen says, "My brother was staying at my dead grandmother's house. The landline started ringing in the middle of the night. We disconnected it months prior." Ghost. "He was too scared to answer because it reminded him of an episode of The Twilight Zone."
So why did you still have the phone?
Yeah, you throw that. I'm telling you.
Why would you disconnect a phone? I think you didn't. What if you didn't disconnect the phone? What if you disconnected grandma?
From what? Life support?
She was calling?
Was that the landline? Oh, grandma!
It pulled the wrong plug?
Yes!
Oh, no! I thought we were pulling the phone out of the wall, but it was grandma instead.
Right. Maybe that's what happened.
That could have been it.
I think because they're like, "You know what happened is we disconnected the phone lines and then grandma died and the phone still rang." Well, I think you disconnected the wrong thing.
That's not good.
Oh, what a horrible story.
I can't believe that's a murder. No, I think that's manslaughter. Involuntary. You didn't know. They didn't do that on purpose.
Probably not.
Still, grandmother's ghost will be back. Thank you for your ghost stories today.
I appreciate it.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.